Marathon runners are among the fittest human beings on the planet. They don't have to worry about this news headline. Researchers say physical inactivity is to blame for 1 out of 10 deaths around the globe, about the same as deaths caused by smoking. Later in the program, we're going to hear more about that worrisome finding. First, though, here's a geo quiz for all of us couch potatoes. Here in the U.S., only 6 out of every 10 adults are sufficiently active. But when it comes to inactivity, we Americans have plenty of company around the globe. The researchers we mentioned surveyed 122 countries and ranked them by level of exercise. The question for you is, which 3 countries on that list are the most slothful? One is a Mediterranean nation, one's in Africa, and the third is in the Middle East. In all 3, close to 70% of adults are getting too little exercise. We'll name the countries in a few minutes. In the meantime, feel free to do some sit-ups or push-ups. Something, anything, just keep the radio on, please. This is PRI. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. With the Olympics coming up, you'll be hearing a lot about athletes who do a ton of exercise. If that doesn't motivate you, maybe this will. Researchers say that 1 in 10 deaths around the globe are caused by inactivity. A paper published by the British medical journal The Lancet also ranks nations by their levels of physical activity. The 3 countries we asked you to name in our geo quiz today were at the bottom of the list. They are Malta, Swaziland, and Saudi Arabia. But the study looks at the global picture. Gregory Heath from the University of Tennessee helped conduct the research, which was based on a survey of 122 nations.
Across all those countries, in terms of inactivity status, roughly 1/3 of the world's population is not achieving a significant amount of recommended physical activity to accrue some health benefit or even fitness benefit. So 1/3 of the population is not getting an adequate amount across global population.
Mm. How worried are you by those numbers?
Well, the numbers are quite concerning simply because what we expect to have happen if we don't do something in a proactive sort of way is that we would expect this proportion to actually go up. Because you got to realize that the majority of the population lives in the economically developing world. So, you know, it's essentially the majority of the population is potentially going to be influenced by rapid development, which is a good thing. I mean, economically developing those countries is excellent in terms of raising the standard of living. But hopefully those of us who have experienced that can share with our insights. And indeed, that's happening in places in Latin America, for example.
I'm wondering if you found a correlation between lack of development in a country and increased exercise. I mean, for example, you may not have gyms, but you've got to walk 10 miles to get a bucket of water.
Right. No, that's exactly the pattern that we see in the lower income countries where there's less dependence, you know, on motorized transport. So generally speaking, the issue is urbanization. And as that happens, you know, we can build our cities and communities in such a way that they do offer the opportunity to be more active, not only in terms of recreation, open space, but also transport in particular.
Right. I mean, to talk about solutions for a moment, I mean, you highlight the ciclovía, an idea that comes out of Bogota in Colombia, where exercise is taken into the streets.
Right, exactly. And it's rather large public campaigns where we're talking miles of road, which are closed to vehicular traffic, where communities are encouraged. The citizens are encouraged to come out and just be active. It could be any form of activity, not just, it's not like a race or anything like that. It's a celebration. And it's part and parcel of the culture that 50% of the population is engaged in, that engage themselves in this activity are achieving the recommended levels of physical activity.
How often does Bogota close the streets off for the ciclovía?
Every Sunday from 9 in the morning or 8 in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon. Other communities, for example, in Mexico and in Guadalajara, they do the same kind of campaign, but it's not as frequent. So they do maybe once a month. What it does is it certainly sends a statement about the importance of activity, but also the enjoyment associated with it and the socialization and the social support. And it raises, you know, the awareness of the community. And obviously it has some impact. It certainly has in Colombia.
Another solution to the inactivity problem around the world that you suggest in your study is how mobile phones might encourage people to become more physically active.
Well, the idea there is, for example, messaging, texting, and so forth with physical activity promotion messages and cues that they were able to demonstrate in a number of studies that they could successfully impact the population. And so the thought is that this is a potentially powerful intervention tool.
Gregory Heath, epidemiologist at the University of Tennessee. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.